Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, y'all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually exempt, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, we're gearing up for success, but today learning how to avoid distractions. You know, I had touched on this a little bit yesterday, and I wanted to clarify a few things because we often get confused about what the distractions are in our lives. Sometimes it can be family members who don't really mean to be a problem, but people who work at home often have that issue where the family members see you at home, therefore they consider you available to them, and they don't respect the fact that you're working at home, you're busy, and therefore should not be disturbed with petty annoyances or, can you take the garbage out now, or can you drive me to the store, or, you know, come watch this show with me. They just don't get it because they see you and they expect to interact with you. They expect that you are available. And so you find that really frustrating sometimes, even when you go in your office and shut the door, you hear those knocks and those requests coming at you left and right. Some people have the same problem even when they work away from the house. And you have your loved ones who are constantly calling on the phone for every little thing rather than respecting the fact that you're otherwise engaged. These are things that you have to set straight. One of the best things you can do is to have these discussions with your loved ones going in. I know one of the problems that I used to have is people constantly telling me, oh, I'm going to come over and see you. I'll come over to your job. Why? I'm working. But people think that you're available. You know, I own the restaurant. You know, oh yeah, I'm going to come out and talk to you at the restaurant. No, don't do that. Okay, you know, when I'm doing private sessions, people think, oh, you know, let me just go by because they know where I'm at. And you have to let people know this is work, okay? And that doesn't mean just show up and expect me to be available to you. And so that's the first distraction. You have to talk to people. You have to let them know where the boundaries are. You have to make them understand that you are not at liberty to just go off and play Taurus or sit and shoot the bull with them when you're supposed to be working. And but they think because you work for yourself that that means that you are available. Okay? So you have to set your availability and stick to it. Okay? Make other people adhere to your schedule without being cranky and hurting their feelings. Another thing is you have to keep yourself from being distracted, because sometimes if you work at home, you start picking lint off your clothing or moving different items around on your desk, or you start thinking about the laundry you need to wash or what needs to happen later on in the day, or you got to pick up the kids, or, you know, any and everything. You cut the television on and get too engaged in that and don't get any work done. These things are distractions. This is why some people prefer not to work at home, because they don't get much done in terms of work. That's easily resolved if you will focus your attention on what it is that you're there to do. Start with a to-do list every morning, okay? Go over that to-do list, okay? Or write it or read it, and make sure that you start checking those items off as you get them done, and try not to allow yourself to drift off into Never Never Land or to start messing with things that are not on the list. Okay? Another distraction can be those things that require a little energy, require your attention on a daily basis, but they're big projects, but somehow you never get to them. You keep putting them off. They keep going down to the bottom of the list because you're like, yeah, 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 I know I got to do that every day. And you just don't. Okay? Because you think that you have time or that it can happen, you know, at any time, but not necessarily right now. Okay? These are things that we do. But here's something that a lot of people don't ever think about. Sometimes reading your email or getting too involved in social media can keep you distracted. Sometimes having your telephone on can keep you distracted. I know when I'm writing, I have to shut the phone off, okay? Because my phone is constantly ringing, so therefore, yeah, I'm never going to get this done. So I'd like to be able to hear from people, but that's why I choose to write very early in the morning, you know, or late in the evening when I'm less likely to receive phone calls. These are things that you need to know about yourself, and you need to make the proper adjustment. Another way in which we distract is also just by our thoughts, memories, arbitrary things that just happen to pop up in your mind. You know, you just start thinking of this or that. Sometimes we wake up having dreamt something the night before, and there's something that just constantly stays on your mind throughout the day and kind of eats away at you, just nags you. And so you find yourself going back to that. Yeah, these things can become distractions as well. Now, there is a difference between distractions and excuses, because a lot of times, as we talked about yesterday, people often blame their circumstances or conditions or God or whoever they can on the fact that they fail to follow through and therefore could not achieve the success that they wanted to in this particular arena or this particular project. So results are the only thing that counts. So basically, it wasn't their fault, you know, but if this hadn't happened, if that hadn't happened, then done. But nonetheless, the deadline has been reached and you've fallen short. These are things that have been the biggest reason for failure. Some people just aren't able to stay committed to their particular cause, or they just don't have a strong enough work ethic. Some people are just not excited about whatever it is that they do. And that's one of the major causes of being distracted. If you are not thrilled about it, if you are not happy to do the work, you're probably going to find every excuse or every distraction you can to be distracted. Okay? You will allow all those things to crop up, and it's almost like you're happy when people interrupt you. Oh, yay, because now I don't have to do this. No, you still have to do this. Many people are hell-bent on failing at their objectives consciously and unconsciously because they think it's a sign. Oh, you know, well, maybe I'm not supposed to go to work today, you know, because you showed up. Anything can be an excuse and anything can be a distraction. We have to know ourselves and we have to commit ourselves to that which we want to be, do, and have, and own the responsibility that comes along with it. If we fail to do that, then we fail to nurture our creation. And when you fail to nurture your creation, then you fail. Pure and simple. Your creation in your life. Anything you don't or that you don't commit yourself to and put your best into, it becomes a major monster in your life. Sometimes we hate ourselves for the things that we didn't finish. And it disrupts our flow of energy, our singleness of purpose, our self-esteem, our confidence. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Program. Let me tell you how to eliminate some of these obstacles, some of these distractions, how to get on point. I've got a 90-day program that will take you from where you are to probably where you want to be. 90 days. Join the program. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.